Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier stage company. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the next main stage performance of the legendary Lerner and Lowe classic, My Fair Lady, playing October 21st through November 15th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Described as the perfect musical, the magnificent score includes Wouldn't It Be Lovely, I Could Have Danced All Night, and I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. See this production as only Rubicon can do it in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. Tickets are going fast. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Don't miss out on your chance to experience the next production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and education programs at the Rubicon Theater. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. And I hope that you are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way. We are the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And, of course, we're going to be here till 8 o'clock. And I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. How's your weekend going?
It's going great. You know, I love this time of year, so I love to wake up early this time of year. It's terrific.
I know. It's funny. At first, when the change, I was like, oh, God. But now I'm already.
The only thing that's a little bit hard for me is I don't like to wake up when it's dark.
I know.
I feel like I should be still sleeping.
Me too. And I have to look at my phone and go, what time is it anyways?
You know, in hotels, people will pull the blackout shades. I always leave them open
because
I would sleep all day.
Exactly. Anyways, Tom, how you doing? Good morning.
Everything's great. Good morning, Kim. We've got some fun to have today.
There you go. Well, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us, waking up with us, one, I want to say thank you so much for allowing us to be in your home, in your car, or wherever you are. We would love you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, stay connected to Instagram, all of those places. Also, we've got a newsletter that goes out every single week. We want to make sure that you have that. We've had a couple listeners that don't have email, and so we've sent those out. So if that's you, we want to hear from you. We want to get these in your hands so that you can find out all about our show and everything that we're doing. There's so many great events that we have coming up, and of course we love to give away stuff here, so we would love you to call in, or if you want to be a part of what we're talking about, we want to hear from you. All you have to do is call our number at 805-419-0008. Our first guest today is Bill Phillips. We're going to be talking about expect the unexpected. That's kind of like just setting yourself up for, you know, it's like it can go anyway.
Absolutely.
Right? But it's really about bringing peace, healing, and hope from the other side. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then, of course, we've got My Fair Lady playing at the Rubicon.
I love the Rubicon.
I know. I'm telling you, it's such a great show, venue there. And so we've got Jim O'Neill and Kimberly Hessler and Joseph Fuqua talking with us today about it. So they're going to be joining us in the studio. And again, we have some great giveaways. And Tom, do you want to talk about that?
Yes, they are. Start off with breakfast time, since it is 6 in the morning, Pete's Breakfast House. We also have the Urbane Cafe, great place to eat lunch, very healthy, very Tasty, love the Urbane Cafe, and the Midtown Cafe, another local favorite. We go to the Rubicon Theater. We'll be chatting with them in just a little bit, and that's My Fair Lady, the classic play presented at the Rubicon. We also have, through Halloween, Underwood Family Farms Fall Harvest Festival, a family pack for that, and that's the Underwood Family Farms, a great place also for birthdays. We celebrated my son's birthday there a couple of years back. On October 23rd, another theater company, it's the Elite Theater Company. We have tickets for Lion in Winter. And finally, what a party this is going to be. October 29th, Kim, I'm sure you're going.
I am.
The Latino Business Expo Mixer is a blast.
It really is. In fact, let's just start off with, how about a gift certificate to Pete's Breakfast House? And I've got some tickets to the Latino Business Expo. That's this year. It's a new location. It's going to be on the 29th, and it's going to be at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. And if you have a business, I'm telling you, you're going to want to be there. There's over 100 vendors and thousands of attendees that make it to this one. It's one of the largest networking events. So I'd love to get a couple pairs of tickets out there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I do want to do a little shout out and thank you to Paw Works. They're a great organization. They had a great little party over there. Also, 805's Got Talent. It was so much fun being a judge, and congratulations to all the winners. And also the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks, the street fair. Oh my God, so many people. And it was just that little drizzle, but it was like I was going, oh God.
So
but no, it worked out perfect. So again, so excited to be a part of that. Also, I want to mention to everybody that I will be the MC over at Fork It Over. That's October 28th, and that's in Newberry Park, and it's all about Girl Scout cookies. And of course, that's where all the proceeds benefit all the Girl Scouts of California Central Coast. And so we've got a couple pairs of tickets that we can give out there. And again, the next day is October 29th, the Latino Business Expo that we're talking about. Tomorrow, we've got, is it tomorrow? Yeah, no, actually, I'm sorry. Today, we've got the Salvation Army first annual fashion show, and that is 12 to 2 today. So definitely you want to check that out. And that is $50 a ticket, and it's at the Residence Inn at the Marriott at the River Ridge. Also, right now is the time to nominate any of the women for NABO. And they have this great 17th annual Bravo Awards. And right now, all you have to do, if you know a businesswoman that has made a difference in your life, or you think that she's working really hard and you love what she's doing, definitely nominate her at nabovc.org/events/Bravo2016. And I'll have that posted. So if anybody knows anybody that they would love to invite and nominate. Also, we've got Spytastic Evening coming up, and that's November 12th. And that is it's actually sponsored by Assisted and Caneo Awards, and of course, Caneo Hospice. And we would love to get everybody over there to this one. And of course,
that's a really fun event with the movie screening, and your ticket includes a drink, I believe.
Yeah, there's a silent auction and look-alike celebrities that are going to be there.
It's at the Movieco Theater.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah, so it starts at 5:15. Anyways, I've got a pair of tickets. In fact, we'll start right there. Another pair of tickets right now to go to that. So call us again, 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Bill Phillips. Are you there?
I am.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Okay. I'm a psychic medium, and I basically travel the country. I'm helping people connect with their loved ones who are crossed over.
Okay.
And I just wrote a book, Expect the Unexpected, Bringing Peace, Healing, and Hope from the Other Side. And it's basically my story about how I discovered this ability for myself and how I have sort of cultivated it and honed in onto it to help other people.
And how did you? When did you know you had this gift?
I was about 14 when my mother passed away, and it was a very tragic passing for us. And she actually came to me two nights later and sort of shook my world. and since that time, I had a lot of crazy experiences happen. You know, I was brought up in a very Christian household, and so I was, you know, I was sort of made that this was not, you know, real, or it was the devil's work. And so I had a lot of just doubt from the very beginning with it, you know, going into it. I was having these experiences, but from my upbringing, it was sort of like working against me. So it took a lot of trust and just and faith to keep on going with it and to keep on trusting the spirits that were around. And I did, and I kept on growing and expanding. And I found myself just sort of going with the path of least resistance and helping people, and the word sort of spread, and that's sort of how it worked in a nutshell.
So, Bill, this is Jennifer. Tell us about the first time you sort of used your gift to help somebody and you realized, okay, this is for real. It's not just a feeling I have.
Right. So I was 18 when, and I was from, you know, 14, almost 15 to about 18, I became like just really obsessed with the afterlife and death and everything. And so I didn't have any direction with it. So I literally drove into this shop one evening down in my local town here in Orange County, and they were doing a class on mediumship. So I walked in, and I was paired up with somebody who I did not know, a complete stranger, and they said, okay, you know, just close your eyes, hold her hand, and just tell her what comes to you. And my frame of reference had been like the Sixth Sense, you know, where it was very gory, and so I really wasn't sure what to experience or what to expect in that moment. So I closed my eyes, and within about a minute or so, I brought through the stranger's best friend, and she had died of a prescription pill overdose. It was a suicide. And in my mind, you know, I saw you know, this blonde hair, I saw a J initial, I saw a little table with prescription pills being like overflowing on it. And the teacher asked me, okay, well, how would you interpret these things? So I told her, and the woman just broke down crying. She didn't give me any information, but at the end of that, she said that, you know, my best friend, who was like my sister, you know, her name was Julie, and she committed suicide of a prescription drug overdose. So in that moment, I knew obviously that there was more to this, and that I had to investigate it further. So I did, and I would practice on friends, and those friends would bring their friends, and the information that was coming out was, you know, just very life-altering for these people and for myself as well, because it sort of showed me that even though I wasn't experiencing it in this dramatic context, that it was still real, and it was still very cathartic and healing to these people that sought me out. So that was the very first time I had that specific encounter, and then the more that I kept trusting it, the clearer that, you know, it basically became.
Bill, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Bill Phillips, Expect the Unexpected. You are a psychic medium, but here's a question. Do you have to have the person in front of you? Do you feel like you could do it over the phone? You know, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I spend most of my days doing this from my office, and people either come to my office or I do readings over the phone, over Skype. Really, for me, when I'm in that mindset to do it, it's a matter of feeling and hearing the person's voice. And when I hear their voice kind of comes with a vibration to it. And so when I can connect to their vibration and their energy, I start to get bombarded with information. It's a lot like playing a game of charades with them. And, you know, it's a process, of course, but that's really how it works.
Prior to feeling out your gift, did you find that you had a very good vibe on people? You could really read them without
having a good question.
You know what I'm saying? Sort of a real
right.
good
Are you
intuition.
Pretty intuitive. Yeah.
You know, honestly, I did not. The only thing that I could say that I knew about was when I was a kid, like when I was 4, 5, 6, I at night would see things you know, floating above me at night when the lights were out, and it scared me. And my mother, you know, told me, you know, you've watched too many scary movies. It's all in your imagination. And so that was really where I was coming from, was, oh, this is all in my head. It's all my imagination, until I learned that it wasn't. And that's how the spirit chose to communicate with me. And so I always say that people that do this sort of service for people, they have an awakening at some point. For me, it was much younger than most people have it. But it's usually caused by some kind of trauma. And for me, the trauma for me was, you know, being kidnapped when I was 6 years old, taken across the country, homeless for part of that time, and having parents that were, you know, drug addicted. And that was, for me, the opening of this ability. But I didn't recognize it until years later.
Wow, interesting. Bill, do you get anything from our voices right now? Can you?
Yeah, exactly. You have to.
I don't know.
I
just got
to
ask that.
Well, there's lots of voices going on there. So, are you asking as far as spirits are concerned?
Sure.
Okay. Well, let's see. I wasn't planning on this, but let me just hop in real quick. So, who can I have your names real quick?
Okay. So I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer Chastain.
Jennifer, nice to meet you both. So I actually, when I was sort of listening in, I kept on feeling a father who had passed away, and he was showing me that this was heart lung illness related. He was showing me a J initial, so I don't know if that means he was wanting me to connect with him or with one of you, but I definitely feel that there was a connection to the springtime, like March, that part of the year that would be connected to him. And this was something that he was sort of showing me as, I'm sorry I didn't get the right kind of assistance or help. I kind of kept things inward. So when I feel that, I feel him as a father energy.
So
someone
wait,
here lose that person.
Go. What that, was the first part that you said?
No, I forget.
Okay.
The father figure.
Uh-huh.
The drawn out, like, or something to do with the heart. Lung area with him. This was illness related.
Uh-huh.
He showed me the J initial, so either he was trying to acknowledge somebody here or who he was.
Okay,
was
this is really weird, I have to tell you. So my dad passed away several years ago, but he had renal failure for 10 years, was on dialysis, and then thankfully, I always say that because you can only last on dialysis for so long, he
right.
had a massive heart attack.
That's him. So
and I've
one.
Always said... Mm-hmm. Because my dad was very book smart and he was very in tune with his body, he would
right.
say, oh, I have to call the ambulance because my blood pressure's dropped too low. He had no machines to tell this. He just knew it. And mm-hmm. when he had his major heart attack, I kind of always felt like he knew he was having a heart attack, but he could not fight this
right.
anymore. Like, he had done it for long enough.
Well,
that
so
is
he's...
really weird.
Wait,
and my
so
name
is
Jennifer,
this,
with a J.
Is this Jennifer? That's you. That's what it is. So he was trying to come to... As I'm and see how it is. It's a very subtle thing. I'm just kind of feeling it out, and I feel their energy, and they basically give me clues. What I want you to know real quick is that he sends you like quarters or coins as a sign that he's around you. Because I also got that clearly. So I don't know if you've been finding things unusually around you, but I'm seeing like silver, like coins, quarters.
Wow.
So keep your mind open for that. He feels. Very, very intelligent, worthy that he's helping people.
He's book smart. He's
totally.
Right?
Yeah. But also on a medical basis, he was very knowing of that. He's helping people that are here make better informed decisions. Now, he shows me girls. So are there three daughters or three girls that would be living still connected to him? Like, let's say if it's like mom plus two daughters, but he's talking
this
about
this is weird.
Girls.
It would be me, uh-huh. my mom, and I do have a stepmom, but I mean, my parents had a somewhat amicable divorce, you know, through
that's
the
like
years.
That.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, you know what? We need to take, oh my God, I don't even want to take my break. I want
I
to
know.
Hear more.
See, this is just me just kind of getting like tuned into it. So it's
I love it. I love
on,
it.
But, yeah.
Bill, will you stay on with us really quick?
Sure,
we'll be right
absolutely.
Back. All right,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Bill Phillips. We're talking about expect the unexpected. We didn't
that
expect
was,
that.
That was crazy.
Yeah, he is a psychic medium. And of course, I do want to give something away right now. How about a couple tickets, pairs of tickets to the Rubicon? That's My Fair Lady. That is playing now all the way up to November 15th. Call us at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In 1865, the American Civil War is drawing to a close. Confederate troops fight bravely, but with his army surrounded, Robert E. Lee surrenders on April 9th. We reenact the final battles of our Civil War at an amazing new site at California Lutheran University, November 7 and 8. You can bear witness to this moment in history, hear volleys of cannons roar and muskets firing as we reenact our Civil War.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back again, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show, and I thank you for waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you that we will be here till 8 o'clock, and of course, we've got all of the actors from Rubicon, and of course, that's My Fair Lady that will be joining us after this one, and of course, I forgot my little positive thought to start our day, but generate positive feelings and attract positive life experiences. And of course, we're talking with Bill Phillips right now, and his book is Expect the Unexpected. We just unexpected this thing right here that you were talking about, and of course, you are a psychic medium, and we were asking him if any of our voices talk to him, and of course,
that was really spot on for not even seeing me.
Yeah. So, Bill, I mean, do you walk in? You know, I always watch the, what is it, the one from New York? That,
Yes.
And so do you walk into businesses and you're like, I got to share this with you. Is that how you are?
You know, actually, when I was first developing that's how I was, I didn't know, like, the right ethics that went along with this. But I found that people, if they didn't know what was going on, it really was very scary to them, And so I learned not to do that and just to tell the spirits, okay, come to me when people come to me for their sessions. Don't bother me when I'm in my regular daily life because it's too much for me to handle. So they're respectful of that. And for the most part, I can ignore them when I'm not in public because there's so many people in public that if I was tuned into it, I'd probably have a heart attack myself, So I have to be very, very
conscientious of people's feelings. Exactly. I love that. Yeah. Okay, so you heard my voice and you heard Jennifer's voice and Tom.
It's funny, Bill. There's a story, and it's Stephen King, so obviously it's intensely macabre, and it was played by Christopher Walken from the book to the movie. But I always wondered about people with your sensitivity and your awareness, because in The Dead Zone, when Christopher Walken, the character, would touch somebody, it would boom, and he'd get hit with this thing, and he was compelled to tell them. So the horror of that story was he didn't want that to come in, but it always did. So I wondered the same thing that you were just asked. Is it a room of noise where all of a sudden you've got 30 people in front of you?
So
how do you dampen that?
Yeah,
how
that's a great point.
Is it chatter? Do you turn it on and off? How does that work?
Oh, great question.
Yeah, that's a great question. And for me, it's about tuning into it so I can. I like to give the analogy of having like that nagging voice in life, so like your wife, your mother, whoever it may be to you. That's like, do the dishes, do that, or so whoever is nagging you, and you can tune out from their voice, or you can tune into it. So the same thing for me, it's always happening around me, it's always there, but it's my choice to actually consciously be aware of it and listen in for it. So when I'm doing audiences, and I do them all the time for several hundred people, there's 1,000 spirits that are there as well, and they're all around me trying to get my attention. And the ones that are the strongest will come through, and then they'll help the other ones convey their love as well for whoever's come to see them. So there's really no rules to it. It's whoever's there, whoever has the best need and the strongest need, and really who's the most receptive to it as well.
Wow, I love that. I love that. Yeah. Okay, so anybody else screaming out at you?
Okay, so now, Jennifer, so I was talking about your father, uh-huh. how he was around. he's with an M name, like Mary over there as well, so I don't know if that would be his mother or somebody connected to the family that would be a maternal figure, a mother figure, but there's someone else who's popping in with that name. So do you know who that is by chance?
I don't know who that would be.
Okay. It might be for someone else in the room, but there is for sure like this maternal energy. She's giving me the name M-A-R, like Mary, Marie, that kind of sounding name. Mm.
I don't know. We're Catholic, so I don't know if that would have anything to do with it.
It could.
Mary.
Pretty specific. It's,
Tom,
it's for
what's
one
your
of
mom
you.
Or your dad's
it's,
name?
It's for one of. It's for someone in the room right now. So, and this could be, you know, grandmother, someone along those lines. They're also showing me something about like horse. Hold on, horses, horse racing, going to the track, something along those lines. So I don't know who this is for, or if it's even for someone, you know, in the general vicinity.
Well, there's a little bit, but
I was going to say a little bit on my end too.
My dad worked for the Jans Corporation. They had ponies, and we used to go to the track, and I used to sit with my Aunt Mary.
Okay, so, that is totally
so that
weird.
Is, yeah, my Aunt Mary was my. Okay, my dad's brother married Aunt Mary in Canada, and we would kind of like hang together a little bit. And there was, you know, three or four times that we did go to good old Hollywood Park. And one time I got her to, the way we bet on horses was she got, and I'll never forget, you know, the margarine containers from the old days. We put 1 through 12 in there. She'd pull
and
it out and
pull
say,
it
let's
up.
Go.
Oh, that's
and we
terrific.
Walk up and just bet. It was funny.
That's funny.
That's
wow. Really,
so see,
my
what,
family
see,
must be kind of quiet.
What happens in a reading like this is that, especially because you guys are all there together, there's multiple people there that are trying to get my attention. So, so now, you know, Jennifer's father is bringing to people for, is it Tom is your name? I'm sorry, is that right?
Tom.
Yeah, I have the Aunt Mary.
Yeah, so that's that. And then there's like, oh gosh, there's also, let's see, there's something mentioned about this B initial, like Bill or something, short B name as well connected. Tom, do you have someone over there with a short B name, like Bill, connected to the family?
I don't. A Bill, we
or
had.
Or Bob, like a short B name?
No, it was Uncle Peter, Uncle Jim.
I know, no.
Don't call me anything. It's okay. So okay. maybe even look into it and see if Mary was someone, it was her family, with like a Bill or something.
Okay.
But those two are connected somehow. And see, this is why I always say expect the unexpected, because they bring through things that after we're done today will hit you, or you'll have to ask the family about to get further validation.
Wow. Maybe she was dating Bill Shoemaker, the jockey.
There you go.
Say that again?
Yeah, it was a joke. Okay, Bill, how about me? Do you feel anything for me?
Who is that?
This is Kim.
Kim, okay, let's see here. When I tune into you, I feel a grandmother off of your mom's side of the family.
Yeah, wow.
And you guys were close to mine, correct?
Very close.
Yeah, she makes me feel like she either helped raise you in some way, helped you get to where you are, or she's very proud of what you've accomplished. So, and she's making me feel like she helped you write something or put something on the paper, like words. So do you like to write at all? Or?
Yes, I'm writing a book.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, so she's helping you with that, where she's at, and she wants me to tell you that she's helping give you inspiration. She wants you to like, I don't know, hold her necklace, hold her beads, whatever you're holding, it will connect you to her to get more insight. So she was someone who was very wise, very intuitive.
She is
herself.
So wise. In fact, I talk about her all the time
all
on my time.
There you go. So she's the one that's helping you with this project, and she's telling you not to wait too much longer. It's like you thought this would happen, I don't know, 2 years ago or something, and she's helping you put it together now. So she's kind of like holding one of those hourglasses in front of me saying, time is of the essence with this.
Okay? Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so she is your guardian there. She is your protector where she's at. She is with a dog there. I heard the name Buck for some reason. I don't know if that's her dog or if it's someone's nickname, but I got that really clearly. And is there a birthday with you happening next month in November? She's showing me the number 11.
No, it's actually the next month.
Okay. How about this? Is there an anniversary, birthday, something on the 11th of the month or November?
No.
Well, hold on to it. Okay. Yeah, she's showing the 11th very, very strongly. And this would be an anniversary, birthday, somebody like that connected to you or the family.
Okay.
And also, are you considering, or did you just move recently?
No.
Are you thinking about it right now then, or is someone in the family considering a move?
Yes, my daughter is.
That's what it is. So she's helping you get your daughter to the right place. And I don't know if maybe the 11 is she wanted to move very soon, do you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it's even going to be by next month. It's a possibility. So it's like she's helping you help her get out of chaos or something, like get into more calm water.
Oh, and you know what is the, well, it's not the 11th, but it's November is my daughter's shower for, a baby shower.
That's it. Is that happening next month?
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's the anniversary. So that's the celebration happening.
Okay.
Does she already have a son?
No.
Okay. So she has no kids yet.
Correct.
Okay. Is she having a boy then, do you know?
Yeah, she is having a boy.
That's what it is. So it's like grandma's around with the little boy waiting for him to come in.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And one more thing is I'm also seeing an M initial connected to this as well. So I don't know if it's linked to her or to her, to the son, but is somebody an M name connected to the family?
Did you say an M?
M like Michael? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, her daughter.
That's it. And what is her name?
Monica.
That's what it is. Okay, so, you know, this is sort of how my channel works. When I hear things, MK, Monica, Mike, it sounds similar. And hold on, let me see here. Your grandmother is with a younger female, so a daughter, I want to say. Did she lose a daughter?
No.
Okay, there's someone to her side then. If it's not a daughter, it's like
it's my baby. Yeah, I lost a baby.
That's what it is. Okay, so, and I feel like, remember I said she, okay, so I feel like your daughter could potentially have that daughter as well to have two children. I know it sounds kind of strange right now. It may not make sense to you in this moment, but I feel like your daughter is destined to have two kids.
Wow.
So, and this might come make sense in the next 2 or 3 years from now. There's no time in the spirit world, but definitely just know that your grandmother is your guiding force.
I already knew that. That's so weird.
And she's very happy about the celebration happening next month in November for the baby boy, and she's going to make sure that he's healthy. Okay.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a quick question for you. So is my dad, is he alone up there? Or
he's with Mary.
Seriously, this is how this works. They're not alone by any means. But, you know, like, I wasn't expecting to do this right now, so I kind of got thrown into it. So, I just kind of went with who was around me first. So he was the strongest one there first, so then let the other ones come in and talk. He's not alone, though. He's with, like, five other men over there with him. So that would be, like, father, uncle, brother. There's five other men that are with him over there, for sure. Jennifer,
yes,
is that your
Jennifer,
name?
Yes, Jennifer,
Is there a D name connected to your dad's side? Like, D, like David, or a D initial connected?
Why? What? Yes.
Who is that?
Well, his name's a D.
That's it. So he's showing me D. So if it's Don or whatever it is, he's showing me his name. And he's with somebody else that either has his name or that was passed down or something. I'm seeing it times two.
That is so weird. Okay, so my dad is not the second, but my grandpa is the first, and then my brother's the second. So it there's a version of the name in my dad's name, but it goes down like that. That's it.
Bill, this was so interesting.
And we really...
What is his name?
Dennis,
perfect. So that's just, it's a DM, that's perfect. And it's his way of acknowledging the other living family, basically. So that's how this works.
Oh, my God, I love it. We would love to have you back. Bill, where do you do this at?
I have an office in Southern California. I have a waiting list that exceeds a year at this point for private readings, but I also travel the country and do audience readings and lectures and media appearances. So it's I have a website. It's my first and last name, BillPhillips.com.
Okay.
Phillips is spelled a little bit differently. It's with one L and two T, so it's PHILIPPS.com. And there you can get my, my events and see where I'll be coming up. And I have a whole bunch of stuff that's happening right now.
So. I love it. This was so fun. And thank you so much for reading us. We really, it's like, I have to tell my audience, we weren't expecting this at all. I mean, we've never talked to him before. And oh my God, what a pleasure. We would love to have you back again.
Thank you. Where are you guys located?
We're in Ventura.
Ventura. Oh, wonderful. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you guys today, and I hope that whoever does get the book, that it brings them peace, healing, and hope. And thank you guys so much for the opportunity.
Thank you for your gift, and thank you for your gift sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to bring Jim, Kimberly, and Joseph on, and of course, we're going to be talking about My Fair Lady, and of course, that is from the Rubicon, one of my favorite venues, and you know what I'd love to do is give a couple tickets away right now to the Latino Business Expo. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to... Wow, was that weird?
That was amazing.
It was so cool. I love that. Anyways, again, if you're just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we've got lots of giveaways here. And I'd love to get a couple pairs of Dead Zone 805 Halloween Haunt tickets out to you. That's every weekend until Halloween, and we'd love to do that. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. Of course, we just had everybody join us this morning here in our show from My Fair Lady. We've got Jim O'Neill, Kimberly Hessler, and Joseph
Fuquay.
Oh, okay, I'm so excited. Yeah. So anyways, thank you so much for joining us. We love Rubicon. It's one of my favorite venues, and we're so glad to be partnered up with them. And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Go ahead.
I've been with Rubicon for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
I did their first show at the Present Theater on Main Street, 1006 East Main. And a company member. I moved up here. Love it so much. I was down in L.A. I moved from New York.
They have so many people that move up here after they, I mean, it's great. They get the best people.
Absolutely.
This town, it's amazing.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
And you know, once you've experienced not having to drive in LA traffic, you're like, I'm staying.
I know. Yeah, and you got a little bit of the ocean. I mean, you've got it all happening right here.
It's got us all. And I live at The Wave. Do you know The Wave?
No.
It's Working Artists Ventura. It's a artist community.
Oh.
That they built. It's right there on the corner of Thompson Street and Ventura Avenue.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
You see it on the 101 as you pass by.
And so what do you play in My Fair Lady?
I play the Rex Harrison role.
Nice.
If you've seen the film, Henry Higgins, Professor Henry Higgins.
Okay, I'm going tonight.
Are you really?
Okay,
oh, wow.
Yes,
okay.
Our first
audience was last night. It was pretty cool.
I heard that. So very cool. Okay, and Kimberly, what do you do? Go ahead.
I play Eliza Doolittle.
Oh, so okay.
This is actually my first show with the Rubicon.
Okay.
I've done some theater down in LA.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
Theater?
Yes.
Let's see. I started in community theater when I was 8 years old, I think.
Okay.
I played a singing bat in Charlotte's Web.
Wow.
Really exciting.
And that took you into your next venture of life, right?
I mean, it did. I kept doing it, and when it came time to apply to colleges, I couldn't think of anything that I wanted to do other than sing and perform. So I went to college for opera, actually.
Wow. Okay, so let me just go over here to Jim. Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been doing theater since I was in high school. And
not very long then, right?
Not very long ago. I started in the late 60s in high school and community theater, like so many people do. And then I became an actor, and I'm still an actor. I act from time to time with Rubicon and other companies. But I started directing about 30 years ago, and my wife, Carolyn Burns, and I founded the Rubicon Theater Company in 1998, so we're in our at the end of 17 years.
Really?
I think, here in Ventura.
Wow.
You know, theater, I say all the time that it's a very, very difficult thing to do, to choose to do. You can hit it really big and have a great success, but very, very few people have that kind of luck by comparison to the myriad of people that are out there trying to do it. But if you can make it through an entire life and say that's what you did with your life, you're a huge success.
And because, you know, and I look at all three of you and all the guests that we've always had on from the Rubicon, you guys are living your passion, obviously, correct?
Well, that's the key. I mean, it's what you want to do. And,
exactly.
And you do it,
so I applaud all of you for that, because that's a gift that you've been given, and now you're able to share that with everybody. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with all of our guests here, Jim, Kimberly, and Joseph. And, of course, we're talking about My Fair Lady. You guys got to get out there to the Rubicon Theater. And, of course, it's going to be playing what do we got? Where's my notes here? We've got it until, I'm like looking at it. Do you have that?
22nd?
The 22nd of
Thank
November?
You. Yeah, there we go. Okay, I know.
Always
we got,
ask the actors.
That's
I know,
right.
I know.
Yeah,
how long are you here? Well,
we
of course.
We become unemployed on the 22nd,
okay.
So actors usually know that.
You remember that date.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about My Fair Lady. Of course, it's a legendary classic, and tell us a little bit about that.
It's based on a very, very famous play called Pygmalion, written by George Bernard Shaw and premiered in 1913. It's one of the great plays of the 20th century, really. It's a romance, not to say a romance in the sense of a relationship, but a romantic story. And he had a fantastic success with it. Of course, he's one of the great dramatists of all time, Heartbreak House and Major Barbara and many, many wonderful plays. He has an entire festival dedicated to him in Canada. But this play was his most successful play. And it's based on a Greek myth sort of memorialized in the Metamorphoses by Ovid, the myth of Pygmalion and Galatea. Pygmalion was a sculptor who was an avowed bachelor, and sworn off women, but wanted to create in a sculpture his perfect woman. And he was successful enough that one day, after having visited Aphrodite in the temple and prayed to her, that he came home and kissed the statue, and the statue came to life. And so he had his perfect woman. Bernard Shaw took that basic story and turned it into a piece really about social issues, and primarily the issue of where we sit in the strata of our social societies. His take on it is to make Higgins into a person who teaches speech and dialect, because he believes, and you can see it in the society of England in the early century, that the classes are really divided, and if you speak a certain way, you're pegged in a certain way. And so she comes to him to find out how to speak like a lady so that she can rise in stature in the society. Through the course of that, he creates in some way
the
a
perfect.
Different person.
Because of course, nobody's perfect, right?
Exactly. And there's a very poignant scene in the second act where she goes back to her roots in Covent Garden, where she used to sell flowers, and she sees all the people that she used to know and were friends, and she knows that she's caught now between two worlds. She can't go back to the old world, but where will she go going forward? It's very interesting.
Now, I know that you, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, one, we've got a whole nother hour ahead of us, and we're here till 8 o'clock. Of course, we're talking about the Rubicon Theater, and in fact, I've got a pair of tickets if you want to call in right now at 805-419-0008. I know we've been talking all the way through of our break. Do we need to take a break, Tom? No, we're good? Okay, we'll do it in the next hour. But I love it. Do you feel like they're like a family when they get done working together with everybody? Anybody? Kimberly?
I mean, yeah, you bond immediately because you're spending 8 hours a day with these people, 6 days a week. And I have a bunch of mini families from all the different shows that I've done.
I would say that, yeah. Kimberly, where do you live?
I live down in L.A.
Okay, so yeah. Do you stay up here for all the shows?
Yes, they put us up, actually. We're living right by the beach, which is really lovely.
Okay.
Oh, how nice.
So, yeah, you can't get any better than out here. And so it becomes, I mean, you are there full time, right? And, of course, the show runs for almost a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so... how often do you have to practice? And, you know, I mean, is it first you're practicing with no audience and then you practice with a live audience? And
yeah, well, we do rehearsals. I think we did 2 weeks in L.A. and then we rehearsed for a week here in the theater and started teching. We had our first audience last night, and our first preview, and our official opening night is this Saturday night.
Tonight, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Saturday.
No, today's Thursday, so... Saturday night.
No. Okay. Go ahead. So tonight's the opening, right? And so that's where do you get nervous because it's actually the one that everybody's going to be watching? Do you ever get nervous?
Yes, I do. But it's really nice that you get to do previews with an audience, so it takes a lot of pressure off that opening night.
This is a crazy question. So on show day, you have, I'm assuming, the evening performance. What do you do during the day? What do actors do during the day while you're waiting for your performance to happen?
Oh, it's really a personal preference. I'm sure I will sleep a lot.
do you rehearse early in the day, or do you just, by at that point you know it and you just wait till the evening?
You know, some people like to review their stuff. I'll, you know, warm up early in the day so that your voice is ready for what's coming. sometimes I'll, you know, spend the day distracting myself, so I'm not so focused on
right. You know, Tom, I know you had a question.
Yeah, when it comes to now, if I am mistaken, I took a voice and diction class. I actually majored in voice and diction when I was in college. And the thing about the story originally with George Bernard Shaw, didn't it have a darker ending or a
It had.
So what I want to ask from the director to the actors is, how much are you allowed to mess around with this stuff? It is George Bernard Shaw, but it's also Broadway.
Oh,
it's
good
also
question.
Film.
Can you change anything? Are you you're not allowed to?
No. What you can stage a piece in any way you want to. You can cut things if you want to, but you can't add a word.
Oh,
really?
To
it's
it.
That
no.
Wow.
So
that's interesting. That's a great question.
But yes, originally it's kind of a famous story, but originally Bernard Shaw had, the ending is that Eliza leaves and doesn't ever come back. And he wrote a very famous treatise after that about why they could never, ever get married. The two of them could never, ever get married. And the producer in 1913 in London had apparently bought the rights outright from Shaw, and Shaw came back one time to a performance and found that he had changed the ending to having Eliza, there was a continuing relationship. It wasn't a long addition, but Shaw was livid, but he couldn't do anything about it. Later, when Lerner and Lowe picked up the story, they kept the more romantic ending where she returns at the end, but nothing is actually said. So all it really says in the script is she leaves.
And doesn't return.
And she's saying that she will never see him again. He sings a song about her. He comes back to his apartment. He's walking around lonely and forlorn. And she appears.
Oh.
And that's it. And he asks her to bring her his slippers, and that's the curtain. And we don't really know what it means from the page, why she's there, why she's defied her own edict that she would never see him again.
It's called love.
But at least for an audience member going out to have a beer afterwards, it gives you something to chop up.
Oh, right? I know.
Hey,
exactly
wasn't that
right.
great they kissed
right,
and got
exactly.
married?
Right.
And
yeah.
then
it's
somebody else might
ending.
Say, no, 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 exactly. you know, because there's nothing said. And you have to do that ending. It was always a little troubling to me because I didn't know, it's good that audiences go out wondering, you know, at time in a way, and yet I never felt I got enough information about, well, what's driving her to come back? Is it him? Is it something she forgot to say to him? Is it, I don't know. So we staged a little different ending. There are no words.
So
there
you're
are no
have
words.
To come to the Rubicon to see.
There
that.
Are no words added, but we staged a little different ending.
Well, thank you for that. That makes
That's
it
great.
Yeah. So as it is here, it won't be anywhere else because of these great actors and the director.
It'll be different than anyone I've ever seen in terms of the ending. Yeah.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Well, again, I love going to the Rubicon. It's always an amazing turnout there, and I know that it's going to be playing till November 15th. We are one of the partners there, and I love being – I have to tell you, every time I go there, it's such a great show. Whatever you're doing an amazing job.
And how do we get tickets?
Yeah.
805-667-2900 or Rubicon Theater. Theater is spelled R-E at the end, .org.
There you go. Well,
great.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing us. I can't wait tonight to go see it. And again, everybody get their tickets. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great one. All right, we've got another hour left. We've got Dr. Varela and Laura coming on, Poppin Fest. And also we've got Adam Casillas coming on, talking about the Latino Business Expo. Stay with us. We've got more giveaways. And of course, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We'll be right back.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.